ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen, habib qulubana, wa tabib nufusana abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, wa ala al-baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is an honor and a blessing for me to be spending the next few minutes on the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyah and to be able to, inshallah, receive some nur from the words of Imam Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salam, especially in these nights and days of these 2 months of Muharram and Safar, which in accordance to the very famous statement from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, where he says it's because of or it's due to Muharram and Safar that Islam has remained alive. It's due to these 2 months and whatever that takes place, that there's a new life given to the movement of Islam all around the globe. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam played a very important role, a very essential role in keeping this movement alive with the publishing of Sahifa Sajjadiyah and leaving it as a legacy for us. In this 17th dua, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam talks about enmity with Shaitan and emphasizes on the importance of seeking refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the trickery and enmity of Iblis and his followers, Iblis as the head of Shayateen, of the Satans, and his followers, his armies, from the jinn and from the human beings. It's important to remember that asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to have the strength to disobey Shaitan is one of the teachings of this 17th dua that we are going to focus on. Let's take a quick break and inshallah we'll come back shortly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, respected brothers and sisters, says in this 17th dua that Allahumma ja'alna fi nadhma a'da'i. First and foremost, O Allah, place us amongst those, place us amongst the structure, amongst the army, amongst the ranks, within the ranks of his enemies. Let me be on that front. Let me be in that part, right? Let me take side with those who are confronting with Shaitan, not with his friends, right? Because these two are never combining. These two forces are always confronting. There is no dissolution, right? There is no dissolution between light and darkness. Either it's, are you on the side of the haq or are you on the side of batil. It says, places us, O Allah, we ask you to place us in the ranks of his enemies and wa'azilna an idad awliya'ih, and remove us from the number of his enemies. To the extent that, so what happens? So what would be the benefit of this? Because once your siding is fixed, is If once your stance is reframed to be standing on the right side, to be taking side on the with the haq, with the truth, what happens? The very natural consequence of that is we get the strength to be able that we obey him not when he entices us, when he makes temptations to us, allow us, give power. And that power is built up on the basis of siding, on the basis of standing on the right side, on the right, within the right ranks. لا نطيع له إذا استهوانا, so that we can start disobeying Shaitan whenever he is making temptations for us. ولا نستجيب له إذا دعانا, and then we do not answer him when he calls upon us. Sometimes you know that you're making the wrong decision. Sometimes you know that you're listening to Shaitan. In Farsi, in Persian, there's a beautiful proverb that the elders, the previous generations, used it more frequently. And it basically translates into this, stop riding the donkey of Shaitan. Get off the riding of the donkey of Shaitan. Meaning that sometimes you start riding on that vehicle that takes you to the wrong path, as if you have no control. Someone else is driving. Someone else is taking you, right? You know that you're doing the wrong thing, but you do not have the audacity, the power, the ability to say no. Let's take another break and inshallah stay tuned with us.
Listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, in that this last portion of this episode, what I want to mention is that it's very important to notice the voices that we hear, the decision that we make, to be able to distinguish whether it's from our divine self, our good self, from nafs al-ammara, or from nafs al-lawwama. Nafs al-lawwama to be the good one, right? And nafs al-ammara is the one that frequently commands for the bad, for the devil, right? Be able to distinguish between the two, right? Sometimes you do not, once you're on the spot, you're not able to distinguish between the two. You listen to the whispers of Shaitan thinking that it is your own words, right? And then Imam Sajjad in here says, the preliminary step, right? The very introductory step to be able to get to that level, to have the audacity, to have the strength to say no to the calls of Shaitan, is siding with the haq and not siding with the batil. Right? That's why he says it like this. He says, Allahumma ja'alna fi nadhmi a'da'i. Palestine is not my matter. I don't care. You're siding with Shaitan, whether you know or whether you don't know. Right? You're siding with the falsehood. وَلَا نَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِذَا دَعَانَا, so that we answer him not when he calls to us. نَأْمُرُ بِمُنَاوَاتِهِ مَنْ أَطَاءَ أَمْرَنَا. We command everyone who obeys our command to be his enemy. We get to that port, that rank. وَنَعِذُ مَنْ عَنْ مُتَابَعَتِهِ مَنْ اتَّبَعَ زَجْرَنَا. And we admonish everyone who follows our prohibition not to follow him. Inshallah, that becomes applicable to us by the assistance and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد